Lesson 2. At a restaurant. What do you feel like eating? Page 10. Getting your feet wet. 1. What is your favorite kind of restaurant? 2. When you eat at a restaurant, what kinds of foods do you usually order? 3. What do you order when you don't have very much money? 4. What time do people usually eat dinner in your country? What time is an early dinner or a late dinner? 5. Look at the photo in your book. What do you see? What do you think these people are talking about?
Lois and Sam are old friends, and they haven't seen each other in a while. They have just arrived at the restaurant where they will eat dinner tonight. They are trying to decide what to order.
This menu has so many choices. I just can't make up my mind.
Well, what do you feel like eating? Do you want some steak or roast beef?
To tell you the truth, those dinners are too expensive. I had to fix my car last week, and now I'm almost broke.
That makes two of us. I have to buy a new refrigerator. A steak dinner is out of the question for me.
What time is it? There's an early bird special until 6 o'clock. You get chicken, rice, a vegetable, and coffee for only $6.99.
It's 6 o'clock right now. Do you think we can still get it?
I don't know. We can find out from the waitress. Here she comes now.
Page 11. Getting the picture. 1. Why is it difficult for Lois to decide what to order? 2. Does Sam have any suggestions? 3. Why doesn't Lois want to choose Sam's suggestions? 4. Do you think Lois and Sam brought much money with them to the restaurant? Why or why not? 5. Do you think Sam might possibly choose the steak dinner? Why or why not? 6. Why does Lois want to know the time? 7. What will Lois and Sam ask the waitress?
Catching on. Pages 15 and 16. Listening. Listen to the statements. Then look at the choices next to each number to find an answer that fits with the statement you heard. In some cases, only one answer may be correct. In other cases, two choices may be correct. Circle the letter or letters of the correct answers.
Part A. 1. Isabella asked her brother for some money. He said, "To tell you the truth, I don't have any right now." 2. Bettina's going to order that new magazine because they have an early bird special for new orders this month. 3. Bill has canceled his trip to Miami this weekend. The trip is out of the question. 4. Bob says he can't go to the movies with us tonight because he's broke. 5. When Oliver told his wife he was unhappy with their new car, she said, "That makes two of us."
Part B. 1. Janet is sick in bed with a fever today. 2. The waiter is taking everyone's dinner order at Sandy's table. 3. George needs to buy a car, but he doesn't have much money. 4. Steve worked very late last night, and then he went out to dinner. 5. Munoro wants to take the subway home, but the subway is closed.
Pages 16 and 17. Holding Your Own. Helen's Checkup. Helen Connors is at her doctor's office. They are talking about the results of her annual checkup exam. Check your answers as you listen to the completed conversation.
So, how am I doing, Dr. Garcia?
All your test results are fine, Helen. But to tell you the truth, you gained a little too much weight this past year.
I know. I never feel like dieting, but I always feel like eating.
You don't have to diet to lose weight. Why don't you find out about joining a health club or fitness center?
I guess a regular exercise program would be good for me, but I'm afraid that's out of the question. Those places are so expensive.
Last week, another patient told me about a new center on Elm Street. It just opened, and they're having an early bird special. If you join during the first month, you'll get a special price.
Well, that sounds interesting, but I'm broke this month. I bought a new house last month, and I've been buying lots of new furniture.
Well, you need to make up your mind about what's most important to you. I'd like to see you a little thinner at next year's checkup.
That makes two of us. Maybe I should find out about that new fitness center.
Pages 133 and 134. More listening pronunciation practice.
1. Listen and repeat. Listen to the pronunciation of each of the idioms from this lesson. Then say the idiom out loud after each one is said on the tape. Make up one's mind. Feel like. To tell you the truth. Be broke. That makes two of us. Out of the question. Early bird special. Find out.
Two. Listening. Reduced forms. In lesson one, you learned about short forms called contractions. Sometimes in conversation, you will hear native speakers say their words quickly in another way. In this case, they put words together to make another kind of shortened form called reduced forms. These forms are not real words. You will never find them in writing. They are used only in conversation. Here are some examples of reduced forms found in the conversation at the restaurant in Lesson 2. You will hear the reduced form, then the word or words it comes from, and finally, a sentence that uses the reduced form. Yeah, comes from you. How are ya? What are ya? Comes from what do you? What do you think about this? Dia comes from do you. Do you think this is easy? Hadda comes from had to. She had to go to the doctor this morning. Hafta comes from have to. I have to finish my homework soon. Outa comes from out of. I got 5 out of 6 correct on the test. Dunno comes from don't know. I don't know the answer.
Listen again to parts of the conversation in the restaurant from this lesson. As you listen, try to find the reduced forms you have just heard. Write down each of the forms each time you hear one. After each number, you will hear a few sentences from the conversation. These sentences will be repeated 2 times.
One. Well, what do you feel like eating? Do you want some steak or roast beef? Well, what do you feel like eating? Do you want some steak or roast beef?
Two. To tell you the truth, those dinners are too expensive. I had to fix my car last week, and now I'm almost broke. To tell you the truth, those dinners are too expensive. I had to fix my car last week, and now I'm almost broke.
Three. That makes two of us. I have to buy a new refrigerator. A steak dinner is out of the question for me. That makes two of us. I have to buy a new refrigerator. A steak dinner is out of the question for me.
Four. What time is it? There's an early bird special until 6 o'clock. You get chicken, rice, a vegetable, and coffee for only $6.99. What time is it? There's an early bird special until 6 o'clock. You get chicken, rice, a vegetable, and coffee for only $6.99.
Five. It's 6 o'clock right now. You think we can still get it? It's 6 o'clock right now. Do you think we can still get it?
Six. I don't know. We can find out from the waitress. Here she comes now. I don't know. We can find out from the waitress. Here she comes now.
Three. Pronunciation. Reduced forms. Now repeat each reduced form after you hear it. Yeah. What are you? Dia? Hatta? Hafta? Outa? Dunno. This is the end of lesson 2.